Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 1st, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, what if we planned our next social arrangement from the stance of being continuously developing global humans? What would that stance mean for planning? What does it mean to claim the planet? You know, there's these 10,000 guys that have no trouble with that concept. It's time for us to start having no trouble with that concept. What does it mean if not to work together with a global tribe to ensure that wherever we are on the planet, we work to realize our vision of the world we want, us unbounded, human energy free, moving unconstrainedly, with freed capacity to realize our visions in the world. The internet makes it possible for us to have direct relations with each other. Let's think about what that means as we continue developing our vision of what we want. One thing it means is that honesty is furthered automatically, and we've said that that is a key criteria or a key quality of the world we design for ourselves is honesty. Once power is off our backs, there are some things we can say for certain about the political organization of freedom, that it is decentralized, that its basic unit will be the individual. Now, that may sound peculiar to the class-trained human, but recall what Kropotkin thought about our association under conditions of freedom. Quote from Kropotkin, "The march forward in political institutions appears to us to consist in abolishing, in the first place, the state authority which has fixed itself upon society and which now tries to extend its functions more and more, and in the second place, in allowing the broadest possible development for the principle of free agreement, and in acknowledging the independence of all possible associations formed for definite ends, embracing in their federations the whole of society. The life of society itself we understand not as something complete and rigid, but as something never perfect, something ever striving for new forms and ever changing these forms in accordance with the needs of time. This is what life is in nature," unquote from Kropotkin. And remember when we quoted Eric Fromm several weeks ago, saying that a critical criteria for one's ability to believe in this future is trust, in faith in our brothers and sisters. Kropotkin had faith in our brothers and sisters. And if, you know, you hearing this, do not. I think it's time for us to have open discussions of what gets in the way of our believing in ourselves, in believing in our ability to do this. Hopefully in the context of thinking through how we would go about claiming here in the U.S., our right to pursue happiness, because that does require us to have trust in our brothers and sisters. This, as we think about what it means to pursue happiness and the fact that happiness requires continuous development of ourselves, and that that requires access to our brothers and sisters. So we have to clear the way, in a sense, through all the mental obstacles systematically conditioned in us from day one, because this is a system that is totalitarian, and therefore every institution within it ensures that we, as we are trained in it, that we come away believing that class is some inevitable necessity of life itself for human beings. The state that Kropotkin writes of in that quote, when he says that the first order of business is abolishing that state authority which has fixed itself upon society. The state that Kropotkin writes of is now, power produced propagandistic promulgations notwithstanding, a global state. We are, in a political sense, one tribe. We have been made physically so, though spiritually we have always necessarily been so. We have been made physically so through the structural interconnections that we've created, created while on leash, but for our freedom time, when there would be no leashes, when we allow the broadest possible development for the principle of free agreement and acknowledge the independence of all possible associations formed for definite ends, embracing in their federations the whole of society, the whole of the globe. So let's consider what ends, what purposes we'll likely have in freedom and in transition to freedom, for which we form our associations.